Didsbury. The Didsbury Golf Club has been given permission to use decommissioned town-owned tennis courts near the links to store golf carts, maintenance equipment and other items. The move came by way of motion following a delegation appearance at the April 11 council meeting. The tennis courts are not usable for playing tennis, with severe deterioration of the playing surface due to tree roots growing through the courts, administration said in a briefing note to council. Use of the last remaining court poses risk of injury and has been closed to public use and locked since 2020. The golf club currently utilizes the other tennis courts for storage of golf carts. As such, administration is supportive of the golf club using the tennis courts for storage. Due to their current poor condition, the courts are no longer safe to use for tennis or pickleball, council heard. Club board member Brian Whittle told council, "We would like to set up some structures in there so that we can get rid of some of the older maintenance sheds at the entrance to the golf club," he said. "We would like to put our equipment under shelter. It's out of the way and it's protected and we would be utilizing that space. It would look a lot more appealing to our members and visitors to our club." Meanwhile, during his delegation appearance, Whittle said a lot of work has been done to improve the club over the years, including work on the clubhouse. "The club would like to look at upgrades to the irrigation system going forward," he said. "It's a fairly antiquated system and it needs some upgrading. It's something we need to start looking at," he said. "It could cost about $200,000 to $250,000 to upgrade," he said. "Down the road, it is something we have to start planning for," he said. "There is a need to remove older trees at the facility," he said. "Upgrades to the road to the clubhouse are also needed," he said. "The current lease with the town of the court expires in 4 years. It's a good opportunity to start a dialogue," he said. Cown. John Baswick asked where the course gets water for its use. "There are wells at the site and water is also brought to the facility through the town's water system," said Whittle. Deputy Mayor Kurt Engel asked if the tennis courts are secure for the storage of equipment. Whittle said yes. "There is a gate which would be closed off," Whittle said. "I think it would be quite sufficient. We will also have video surveillance." Town administration would work with the golf club on future lease negotiations, with council having a final vote on any future lease, said Chief Administrative Officer Ethan Gorner. Council passed a motion allowing the club to use the tennis courts as additional storage, effective immediately. Town support healthcare fundraiser. In other news from the recent meeting, council approved $800 in gold sponsor support for the upcoming first annual Spring Fling fundraiser being put on by the Rosebud Health Foundation. Being held at the Carstairs Community Hall on May 6, the event will be raising money in support of healthcare in Didsbury, Carstairs, Cremona and Water Valley. In service for 27 years, the foundation has provided support of healthcare in the region in various forms, including emergency room stretchers, blanket warmer, vaccination fridge, ER renovations, and puppet therapy for the long-term care unit. "Our biggest accomplishment this far has been the Didsbury Hospital helipad," foundation members Kayla Gundlach and Ashley Edwards said in a letter to council. Mayor Rhonda Hunter said the May 6 event is a very important fundraiser for the foundation. "It's a very worthy cause," said Hunter. Cown. John Baswick, a former board member with the foundation, said it does valuable work for the community.